It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Is Lewis Hart for Boxing Social in association with Empire Fight Store, Forged Irish Stout. Delighted to be joined with Eddie Hearn. Now, it doesn't seem like we catch up in the UK, but we're always catching up in the US.
International, Louis.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Just like yourself, mate. I'm learning off the best, yeah. We are here for a massive press conference. Devin Haney takes on Ryan Garcia on Saturday night. I think a lot of people would say they'd be shocked to see this fight last, to see the fight on Saturday night with everything that's happened in the build-up, but... all makes for, I suppose, a massive fight on Saturday night.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, you know, when we did the first press conference, I did have my doubts whether we'd be standing here a couple of days out, but we're 48 hours out, and I think it's going to be a huge event. It's really growing and growing. It's a brilliant fight. Huge fight, massive fight for Devin, massive fight for Ryan. What are we going to get? We'll find out here on Saturday.
I suppose when you look at all the build-up, you know, you've been asked a lot of questions about it, you know, in the build-up, but looking at it from the point of view of Ryan Garcia, what do you make of everything that's led up to this point? A great send in the fight or just madness?
I mean, look, for me, you know, when you're talking about promotionally, he's been so active, good or bad, it doesn't really matter. He's not my fighter, so I don't have a duty and obligation to look out for him, but he has good people around him. You know, he has Oscar, he has Golden Boy. He's got Derek James, he's got his family. They obviously feel like he's ready to go. And, you know, we don't know how much of it is an act. We don't know how much of it is an emotional thing, a mental thing. We just know that there's 48 hours to go, so Devin's got to be switched on and do a job. But listen, maybe this kind of mentality will help Ryan Garcia. Maybe it'll make him dig deeper. Maybe it'll make him be more aggressive in the fight. But he's facing an outstanding fighter in Devin Haney.
When you look at it from a Haney point of view, do you think it can be difficult at times for him to try and stay focused with all the outside noise?
Because if you're Devin, you must have thought during this camp, this fight's not happening, you know? And now, you know, did you take your foot off the boil? No, probably, if it's Devin Haney. You know, is your weight okay? Yes. But it's difficult because, you know, I think there's a lot of people that probably felt like it wasn't going to happen. And now we're there.
And you don't promote Ryan Garcia, but when you look at it from a promotional standpoint, is there a duty of care maybe for the people around Garcia to sort of take him away, I suppose, from the limelight? But is there a duty of care when it comes to sort of the things that he has been putting out?
Yes, but that's the job of the people around him. It's not really our job, or, you know, we don't know the truth. You'd hope that Golden Boy, Derek James, the family, and they will care about Ryan Garcia. So we have to rely on them to make the right decision. And I feel like they're the kind of people that would. So, you know, I think you're going to see the best Ryan Garcia on Saturday night. But it's definitely been an interesting build-up.
When it comes to Devin Haney as well, you know, it's no secret 135 is tough for him. It does also look, you know, we'll see tomorrow, but 140 could be a tough cut for him. We've obviously seen yourself make the great sign of Gerald Ennis. Do you ever envisage a potential fight between Haney and Ennis later down the line?
It all depends on how long Gerald stays at 147. But now we've got a nice path at 47 to make those big unification fights. Stanionis, Barrios, you know, they're all guys that are available to be paid well and to be in big unification. So Boots has to take care of Crawley first, that's the mandatory, and then looking to make some big fights soon after.
For sure. I did want to move on just quickly. About a week ago, Simon Jordan made comments on the Talk Boxing podcast of Spencer Oliver. I suppose questioning the mentality of Anthony Joshua now in his career. Sort of said that, you know, when Spencer was trying to say that, you know, he wants the legacy, he wants, you know, the belts and that, but Simon was sort of saying, you know, it's all about the money and the money is the main motivation for AJ. I suppose, what do you make of that narrative and I suppose them comments, I guess?
Well, what I make of it is Simon Jordan's never had one conversation with Anthony Joshua. So what are you deriving that from? An interview? I mean, I can tell you the main focus for Anthony Joshua is to make history in the sport. My job and the team's job, 258 job, is commercially make sure he's rewarded for that. But there's never been a moment where AJ's been about the money. He's always been about fighting the best and achieving in the sport. So I guess Simon just says that because he's fighting in Saudi Arabia. But that's where the big fights are getting made. And yes, that's where he's getting paid the most money, but that's where the politics are being removed from the sport to give him a clean path in his career. So, you know, right now he's extremely motivated to become a three-time world heavyweight champion, to become undisputed champion. They're the priorities. Making money on the way is natural. He's done it his whole career.
Well, it does alert to comments. I remember in the press conference for the Jermaine Franklin fight, AJ did also sort of, he talked about sort of the return being about money. Do you feel like maybe since, you know, post Usyk 2 till now, there has been a switch in his mentality, maybe from where it would have been to Usyk 2 now that he suppose he's back focused on the legacy now after the AJ fight?
Just confidence, just belief of where he's at. AJ is always the guy who's searching to improve, searching for greatness, and he just had a little bit of a roadblock where I think he stalled in terms of his development and his confidence, and it was only a few fights, but that's all changed now. That's history. He's truly found himself as a fighter, and I've never seen him so confident. I've never seen him punch so hard, and I believe he beats everybody in the sport. But we're just happy and enjoying the ride, and at this stage in his career, that's a blessing.
Moving on to the 5 vs 5, we obviously saw the announcement on Monday, and I know, you know, there's been so many comments about how great it is to see yourself and Frank together. When you see on Monday and Tuesday as well, I see many joint interviews of yourself together. I don't think anyone could sort of ever imagine that happening. Is there reports where you look in, it's like it's all a bit surreal, and to think that, you know, you wouldn't even thought this would have happened this time last year?
I think without the intervention of His Excellency, I probably would have never spoken to Frank Warren, because I'd already had 13 years of not speaking to him. So what are you going to do? Start now. And it's probably one of the best things we've ever done. You know, it's given me a spring in my step. And people say, oh, money brought you together. No, His Excellency brought us together. The fact that it was a great opportunity for our business financially, yes. But more importantly, for our fighters. But the enjoyment that we're getting out of it, it's like, you know, like every morning you wake up and you've got you guys posting interviews. Frank Warren says this, and I'm back. Right, let's do one. Eddie Hearn says this, and it's like, although it's competition, it's a buzz, it's quite draining at the same time. So like, I spent the early years of my career being bombarded by Frank Warren, whether that be letters, whether that be legal letters, whether that be interviews. And what he is, he's an amazing applier of pressure, because he would have thought, I'm going to crush him. And it was hard graft, like, and it built me really into who I am today as a promoter and a person. But now I think he respects that I've ridden that storm. Now we're working together and we're really enjoying it. We're making the best fights. The 5v5 concept is probably one of the biggest things I've ever done in boxing. The response has been incredible, the promo, everything. And it's just the beginning for that concept. We're obviously doing huge things with His Excellency and the energy that he's bringing to the sport and the plans that we have. It's just such a brilliant time for boxing, and I'm very lucky to be a part of it.
Is there also an importance when it comes to great fights happening in Saudi Arabia, but you can't sort of neglect your domestic schedule in a sense?
We never will, because we love British boxing, but we also understand that he has the opportunity and the ability to make fights like that at any time. And of course we want big shows in the UK, but fight fans are seeing the best. You've got Fury against Usyk on May the 18th. You've got Bivol Beterbiev on June the 1st, plus the 5v5. Like, there's never been a better time for sport. That's two fights within 2 weeks of each other. And you've got the Undisputed, May the 4th, 2 weeks before, Canelo against Munguia. And guess what? All three of those fights are on DAZN. So we're absolutely cooking on gas at the moment.
Just the last couple ones from myself. Did see a Boxing Scene article come out this morning of, I suppose, yet again, His Excellency pushing plans to be involved with Terence Crawford, and you leading the promotion for himself, for Crawford against Israel Magomedov. I think 3rd of August was the potential date that was targeted for that. Is there any sort of update on what you can say about that?
Nothing agreed yet. I mean, look, I think Madrimov wants to fight the best. Crawford wants to fight the champions at 154. So there is a chance that at some point those two could meet, but nothing to report at the moment. His Excellency will have his conversations, I'm sure, with multiple fighters. But, you know, as far as Madrimov's concerned, looking for a big fight, we'd love that fight, but nothing agreed yet.
So last one from myself. I don't know if you saw the Twitter exchange between Sandy Ryan and Chantel Cameron. Pretty heated, wasn't it?
A great fight. Chantel's a great fighter. Sandy's an amazing champion. You know, for me, that is one of the best fights that could be made in women's boxing. So we'll see what happens, but love the fight.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.